Well, sir, it's early evening as our scene opens now, and here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next friends assembled. Sade occupies a corner of the Davenport darning socks while her husband and young son, who've just returned from a furnace-stoking expedition to the basement, prepare to establish themselves at the library table with a view to playing rummy. Listen.
Do you fellas scrub your hands good after handling that coal?
Sure.
How about you, Willie?
Hands as clean as toast.
Who's on the telephone?
Could you hear the conversation?
Uh-uh.
Charlie Razorscum.
What's on Charlie's chest?
He's coming over here pretty quick.
What for?
Foolishness.
Really? Slap out the pasteboards, River Bottom, and I'll beat you.
Put your rummies off to one side a minute while I tell you this. Vic, that big gawk insinuated I haven't cleaned my living room since last August.
Oh, come now.
No joke. I expect I ought to be mad, but it's so silly.
Laughter is always only one step from tears. Percy Bysshe Shelley, the prominent poet, used to claim...
Rush, a person tells you a thing and tells you a thing. Rolls off your back like a duck.
In what particular connection?
I'm trying to talk.
Do you object to me?
Well, steamroller. Is that what they teach you up at school?
Up at school, they teach us a variety.
Changes the subject like a bull in the china shop. I open my mouth to say something about Mr. Razorscum. Without 2 seconds hesitation, you drag in a remark about Perry Skelly.
Percy Shelley. Percy Bysshe Shelley. Percy Bysshe Shelley was a prominent guy in the poetry business. He said one
what
time...
What you gonna do with a boy like that?
Give your mother the floor, Grape Arby. Huh? Either give your mother the floor or go outdoors in the bitter cold and never return. Huh? Tell me about Charlie Razorscum, Sadie.
He says he lost a snapshot here in my living room last August.
Huh?
Picture of him with the big fish he caught in Minnesota.
Oh.
Remember that big fish?
Yeah. I also remember the evening he brought the snapshot over to show us.
Uh-huh. Way last August. Well, she mislaid the snapshot and thinks he left it over here.
And he's coming back to look for it?
Yeah.
Shucks.
Makes me out a terrible sloppy housekeeper, don't it?
Yeah.
Man loses something in my living room and figures it's still laying around on the floor someplace 3 months later.
Did you point out to him his humiliating implication?
I said, Mr. Razorscum, if you lost your picture here in my living room, I'm fairly sure I'd have come across it in 3 months' time. I sweep and dust, you know.
What is Charlie's rejoinder?
Well, you appreciate how obstinate he is.
Uh-huh.
Said, Miss Gook, I have a very distinct mental image of dropping my snapshot on your living room floor. Very possibly it's still there. I said, don't you think I've swept or mopped or anything in 3 months, Mr. Razorscum? He said, quite possibly it's underneath something. I says, there ain't a stick of furniture or a rag of carpet that hasn't been moved at least twice since last August, Mr. Razorscum.
Did he quit?
No such thing. He's coming over here to look around for himself.
When?
15-20 minutes.
Few people will permit a suggestion from a party who isn't wanted in the conversation. I'd love
it
to...
It isn't that you're not wanted in the conversation, Willie. It's just that every time a person starts out to tell something, they're lucky if they speak 3 words before you've jumped up with a remark 9,000 miles away from the subject.
Okay.
Well, what'd Charlie do? All of a sudden become aware he was minus his precious photograph and get frantic?
I guess so. Hear him talk, you'd have thought that picture of him and his fish was 8 bushels of gold. He says, I'm absolutely positive, Miss Gook, the last time I seen it was that evening last summer. If you don't mind, I'd appreciate you letting me come over and looking around a little myself. It'd make me feel easier in my mind. So, pretty quick he'll be here.
And you have the pleasure of watching him search under the rug in places.
Yeah. Be a fine joke if he found this picture, wouldn't it? It'd show Mrs. Gook hadn't swept her living room since August.
I've heard of coincidences where guys found stuff. Remember Barney Clutcher back in Dixon?
Lost the use of his head.
I don't recall that about Barney.
Sure. Fella hit him on the skull with a banjo by accident and it left him silly. His mother used that phrase, lost the use of his head. Sounded a little better than coming right out and calling him insane.
Hmm. Well, what I remember about Barney Clutcher was the time he lost a $5 bill.
What was that?
He lost his $5 bill in the Union Station in Chicago, right by the magazine stand. He remembered because he whipped out his wallet to buy a newspaper and realized it was the only time he'd take it out of his pocket during the entire trip. Well, sir, he got home to Dixon and discovered his loss. grabbed the next Chicago train, and was back in the Union Station 12 hours later. Walked up to the magazine stand, and there was his $5 bill laying on the floor big as life.
Mercy me.
Union Station's a big place. Several thousand people must have walked on that $5 bill in those 12 hours.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what happened to Charlie and his picture of the fish. Maybe he'll stroll in here and locate it laying under the library table. Imagine somebody losing something in my living room 3 months ago and me not finding it.
Sure, you up as a very careless housewife.
I'll say.
How you know somebody didn't pick up the snapshot and do something with it?
Well, that could be. Do you remember seeing it?
No.
I might have picked it up. When I'm going over this room of a morning, I run across lots of junk.
You might have picked up Mr. Razorscum's picture and put it in the window seat with the rest of the pictures.
Go look in the window seat once.
Okay.
Don't dig around and disturb stuff, though. If it's there, it'll be right on top. Them pictures haven't been bothered since way before last August.
Okay.
How about the Davenport save? Articles often slip down among the springs, don't they?
Oh, this snapshot couldn't. Don't you remember how big it was? About the same size as the calendar I got hanging over my sink out in the kitchen. It was an enlarged snapshot. Charlie standing on the riverbank with this big, enormous fish.
I recall the picture well enough.
Here's Gov with Harriet Tannen.
Don't disturb stuff.
Gov with Harriet Tannen.
He wants a photograph of you with Harriet's hat on.
Not right at the moment.
If it's not right on top, Willie, it's not there at all. Yeah, trash does get down in behind the Davenport Springs, all right.
Gov with Ethel's hat on.
Well, leave it there. I tell you what Ruthie
what
found.
What's that you got on
here, Gov? Hold it up, Willie.
Marguerite, isn't it?
Helen. That's me with Helen's head in.
Oh.
Come away from there, Willie. You'll just get the pictures in a worse mess than they are already.
Gov, here you are with Lucille's head on.
Lucy. Esther's.
You with Esther's head on, huh?
Yeah.
Come away from there, son.
Okay.
No, what Charlie Razorscum expects to do is walk in here and find his old fish picture in a corner under a hat or somewhere. In plain sight, see?
He's not very smart, Charlie.
No, he's not. Matter of fact, I don't think he realized he was putting me in a position where it looked like I never cleaned my living room.
Mm-hmm.
Now look in the bookcase, Mom. Every once in a while you pick up stuff off the floor and put it in one of the cubby holes.
All right. Only don't scrounge everything around.
Okay.
I might try Charlie's stunt on some la-di-da person like Miss Applerot. Call her up on the phone and say, Miss Applerot, last July I dropped a banana peeling on your living room carpet. Would it be all right if I come over and got it as it's probably still there? Wouldn't that be rich?
Done from Kleeberger's, Gov.
Thanks.
Another done from Kleeberger's.
Thanks.
Half a dozen done from Kleeberger's all in the pile.
Kleeberger's are indefatigable correspondents.
How many done do you suppose they sent you all together?
19,608.
You'd be a bit surprised. They'd been better off if they'd forgot the $2 and saved postage stamps.
Uh-huh. I believe I'll suggest
hey,
that to him.
Here it is.
No.
Sure. Charlie Razor's coming his fish.
Where was it?
Second pigeonhole from the left.
Let's see.
Ain't this the pigeon?
His brother Razor's come himself.
Go let him in, Willie.
Okay.
Is that the one?
Sure.
Just like I said, Mom, he must have picked it up off on the floor and shoved it in the bookcase.
Charlie's heart will leap with joy. His beloved fish.
Let's put it on the floor.
You mean?
Make him think it's been on the floor since last August. He'll look around and find it.
Yeah.
I'll put it underneath the library table here, right by your feet.
Yeah.
He'll look around and find it. And think it's laying just where he dropped it way last summer.
What's your reputation as a tidy housekeeper, sir?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good joke, huh?
Mr. Rangers, come, people.
No, Charlie.
Come in, Charlie.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.